Could you state your name? Okay, looks like we are going to go ahead this morning. And could we go before the Lord in prayer, please? Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We honor you, Lord. And we come this morning to praise you and thank you. We thank you for bringing us through another week, Lord. We thank you for this time to lift up the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the angels of the Lord who are encamped around us, protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger. God, because of your mercy and loving kindness, we are alive this morning. We are ready to fulfill your purpose for our lives so that you, God, are glorified. We thank you that Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa answered your call to give life to this ministry of the Master's call. I pray you continue to bless them. Thank you for all of our speakers, Lord, and thank you for our speaker this morning. Father God, we thank you that we will receive a message that is inspiring, that is empowering, and that enhances our lives for your glory, so that we might become a blessing to others who are in need, others who need a helping hand, others who are lost, Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you as we continue with this mandate that was given to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Thank you, Lord, that the message this morning comes to us, Lord, totally unhindered, unchecked, untouched, and unaltered by the enemy. Father, I give charge to the angels, and I launch the Holy Spirit into the atmosphere this morning. I delete all demonic assignments, every dark spirit, and I command every satanic influence to vanish from the atmosphere of this call. I thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, I thank you that it is diminished, that it is admonished, Lord God, and it is raining, Lord God, on the lines, Lord. I thank and praise you, Lord God, that it is searching for hearts that are humble, searching for hearts that are yielded, searching for hearts that are full of integrity, searching for hearts that are desperate for you, searching for hearts that are lost without you, and searching for servants desperate to please you, God. I thank you for all spiritual ears that are open to hear and only hearts that are conditioned to receive revelation knowledge from this woman of God as she gives voice to your word. Father, I pray that we take this word and meditate on it throughout the day and throughout this week. I pray that we will be doers of the word and not just hearers of it. And I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus and call it done. And so it is in Jesus' name. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, honey.
Praise the Lord and God bless. Good morning, TMC family. This is LaShawn in Delaware. I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus' joy. And I just want to say thank you, Minister Candy, for such a powerful, powerful prayer. I touch and agree that it is so and that all will be well on this call. So I just want to say again, good morning to everybody. If this is your first time on the call, we welcome you and we encourage you to come back again and again. Tell a family member or a friend about this call. Let them know how this call has blessed you. And for our family members that have been returning on the line, we also welcome you and thank you for saying yes to the Master this morning. A little bit about the Master's Call. This call was founded October 25th, 2010 by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the Ambassador of Artists International. And when God gave them this call, this mandate, this mission to do, this ministry, he gave them a mission statement to stand on. You know, when God gives us blessings and enhances us with his assignments, it's always done with decency and order. And with that being said, the mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And Master's Call family, as you can see thus far, we are already being enriched just by that prayer, and we're definitely going to be enhanced and empowered after we hear, "Thus saith the Lord." Another wonderful thing about the Master's Call, God gave us a scripture reference to stand on, and that scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, we encourage you to maintain your day in prayer, because as you can hear, we start this call off in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and when you continue your day in prayer, God's mighty, mighty blessings will rain down on you. So there's a lot of great things about the Master's Call, and I would love to share them all, but instead I would like to invite you to the website, and that website is found at www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. There you will be able to find the speaker's bios. There you'll be able to interact with us through our comment page. There you will be able to listen to archive messages that were on weeks ago, months ago, days ago, and it also gives you the replay number for that particular day. So, for example, if when you hear the word this day and you are totally inspired and want to share it with somebody else, there is a playback number that will allow you to listen to the most recent call. So we encourage you to put that number on your social media pages. Directly after this call, we invite you to the MMC call, the Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a team of Platinum Presidents and Artists International, as well as movers and shakers in the business. And that phone number is area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Again, that is 530-881-1800, and the access code is 539-598-pound. Now, you may say, well, wait a minute, I'm on a prayer call. What is Artist International, and what does that have to do with the prayer call, and what's a Platinum President? And I would like to say to you, I am glad that you asked. Artist International is a Christian-based, sold out to the Lord, health and wellness company, and because they are so dedicated to God, because they are so sold out to the Lord, this company is blessed. This company has experienced over 500% growth this year alone. This company is debt-free, and it has been known to change your health, your lifestyle, and for some people, their zip codes. So if you are interested to learn a little bit more about Artist International and how your health can improve, how you can improve energy, lose weight, waist train, or even how to earn some extra income and make it a career, go back to the person who told you about this call. Be prepared to change your mindset and be blessed. Well, I'm about to move out the way because this mighty, mighty woman of God is about to come on the line this morning and bless us with the word. I am so excited to hear Minister Jonah Stout because she is a proud bearer of change and transformation. And when you hear her speak, you just want to do better. You just want to do more. Her calling is to bring integrity, health, and wealth back to the body of Christ and the marketplace. A full of success entrepreneur, her passion for providing proven solutions to growing health and financial needs of the marketplace fuels her dream and it fuels her vision. With an international platform and a kingdom presence, she has business ministry partners across the world. She is always sharing life-changing empowerment systems that are building and restoring lives and legacies around the world. As CEO of Healing Humanity, she carries out the mission where you empower the people, you empower their vision. And overcoming the fear of self-promotion, the need of approval and acceptance, she has embraced God's word that she was accepted into the beloved the moment God has created her. She refuses to sell her voice and legacy for a bowl of stew that has no future and no flavor. And she refuses to live outside the lines that someone else has drawn for her and chooses to walk on water, knowing that the Lord will not let her drown. Amen. Stepping into her purpose as an empowerment coach, spreading her mission and statements around the world, when you empower the people, you empower their vision. She is now living in her now. I would like to bring to you Minister Jonah Stout. Are you there, beloved?
Good morning, LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. It is time to hear, thus saith the Lord.
Awesome, hon. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good morning, TMC family. I am Jonah Stout. I dwell in Houston, Texas at the moment, but who knows where God is going to move me next. We've only been back here 2 years from Lansing, Michigan, so I keep my options open with God, all right? So we just keep it moving. I have something really, really powerful to share with you today, and I want to honor Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa and all of the assigned servants on this call. I say it every time I'm on this call. I have such respect and honor for people who, when God gives you an assignment, you continue to listen to his voice and be obedient to his voice. So I honor you this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for that powerful prayer on the front end of this call. And thank you so much, LaShawn, for that awesome introduction. Our organization, Healing Humanity, was birthed so that as empowerment catalysts and system strategists, while being ministers in the marketplace, we can empower people all over this world so that their visions, like LaShawn said, can become empowered. We have been prepared through serving in practically every ministry that we've been in that's needed to support a thriving church. We've traveled internationally again to serve the masses through administration to our leaders, serving our leaders on those mission trips, and ultimately God used those vehicles and those lessons to launch us into what is now Healing Humanity Ministries, my husband Glenn and I. Personally, as a 20-plus-year veteran IT project manager, I learned the significance of having systems in place, such as deployment, issue management, informal conflict resolution, resource management, and tracking systems, because my team's all over the world. They know one thing I tell them all the time: you can't monitor what you don't measure. And so I know I probably drive a lot of them crazy, but I've got all type of measurements in place for different things, whether it's volume, whether it's people, whether it's who we're helping and where they are and what region they're in. Why is that? Because I want to keep track of what God has given me the responsibility for. So now we take those skills and use and teach them as ministers in the marketplace, serving in the areas of health, wealth, and teaching them the responsibilities that both of those bring. Recently, we launched Free Indeed, which I am super excited and probably now has 60% of my time, because we are slowly transitioning into the true calling of what my husband and I have been asked to do by God or called to do by God. And it's called Free Indeed. It is a ministry for ex-offenders, and we walk life together, because as an ex-offender, my husband knows firsthand how the world labels you, even though they say you're free. But then God says you're free indeed, and when you're free indeed in Christ, you are truly free indeed. And so we know what that life looks like. We know how we've had to navigate through it to not only survive but thrive in it. And so now we're teaching others as they transition out of the system into God's system, because a lot of them are coming out saved, but they're lost when they come out because all they know is what they were taught before they went in. So now they've got this new life in Christ, but they don't know necessarily how to live that life with the world stigma. You know, they go to fill out a job application and they find out they have a felon, and boom, they don't get the call back. So we're teaching them how to be entrepreneurs and how to live life God's way. So we're super excited about that. I want to talk to you today. Again, I'm in a series right now because God is just, you know, usually ministers preach out of their own stuff. And so that's exactly what I'm doing this morning with you guys. But I've been on this quest probably for the last couple of years. I didn't really call it this, but this past 6 months, I've been calling it representing God well. If something comes up in my life That's the mantra that I run it against. Is this or am I representing God well in this particular situation or circumstances or whatever it is that I'm connected to? Is it representing God well? And I run it through the Word of God. Today I want to talk to you about maintaining change. A couple of months ago, we talked about how to get change and how to receive change in our lives and what we have to do to be open to the change in our lives. But today I want to talk about how do you maintain the change that you've obtained. I love it when God stirs the pot. Usually I used to get frustrated when things would start happening and be like, why is this happening? What's going on? You know, but I love it when God stirs the pot. Usually that's when who you really are comes to the surface. I call it God shaking the trees, and I put this out on Facebook because he just woke me up yesterday morning, and I was really looking at something else, and all of a sudden this is what came out of it. And I said, I call it God shaking the trees, whether it's your love tree, your commitment tree, your service tree, your obedience tree, etc. So I said, don't get bewildered when God begins to shake the trees in your life. He does that because undoubtedly every loose nut, undeveloped fruit, and dead leaf will have to fall to the ground. His word, not mine. He said, be fruitful and multiply. If it ain't producing, God calls it wicked. And so I kind of coined this phrase for myself. I'm God's five-talent girl. Whatever he puts in my hand, I see it as multiplication. It's not a blessing for me to give him back what he gave me. It's a blessing for me to give back to him more than what he put in my hand. Because that's his word. When God trusts us with something, there is a responsibility to multiply. So I want to talk about when we get these changes in our life or these open doors or these blessings or whatever you want to call it, even if you're wanting to make a personal change, a lot of us can't seem to maintain the change. He gives it to us, but, you know, when we get that change or we start going in that direction and we say we're going to do what God wants us to do, we immediately start getting resistance to it. And our response to the resistance reveals our maturity to handle the responsibility of the gift or the change or the favor, whatever you want to call it, that we've just stepped into. So just think about it. Why is it when huge storms come, things get rattled or discombobulated? Number one, I would suggest you check the vegetation, and this is what came up in my spirit yesterday. You know, after a strong storm comes and you go outside, you can tell the things that were not stable because they're all over the place. The trash, the stuff is all in the yard. The vegetation, if it wasn't, you know, properly rooted, it's uprooted, it's over in somebody else's yard, and it's just all over the place. But the thing that I thought about was the mature tree. So it looks mature. The mature tree is standing tall. It's thick. It's got lots of leaves on it, even has green leaves on it and lots of limbs on it and so forth. But you let not a 30-mile-per-hour wind probably won't take it down, but you let a 100-mile-per-hour wind come through, and that bad boy goes over, it has a root problem. So there's no way it's supposed to topple over. Now, there is a tree, and I believe it's a palm tree that says it can bend, but it won't break. That's because, and you need to do the study on that, that's because of its root system. Okay, but also because that tree is so big, and I say it's grown, when it falls, depending on what or who it's next to or what it's next to, it's going down too. So that was a huge revelation to me. When we begin to mature, we've got to make sure that our roots are super, super deep and that they're constructed by the Word of God and that they're rooted and grounded in Him. That's the only way we can stand through these, what I call 100-mile-per-hour wind life issues. And those are usually the things that get us off course when it comes to maintaining change. Okay? So we have to not only receive or obtain the changes or blessings in our life, but we must be able to maintain the change that we receive. So let's talk about why are we always starting over and why we can't seem to maintain the change we obtain. 2 Chronicles 26:3, it says Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he ruled 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem, and verse 9 says, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the place where the walls joined, and he made them strong. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes, four towers needed to maintain, well, really, three. I'm working on a fourth one, and that's kind of a personal. I may get to the fourth one, but I doubt it for time's sake. But I definitely want to get to you to the first three. My goal today is to empower you with something that is going to keep you from going around the same mountains over and over again, beating yourself up every trip that you take around that mountain. So it's time to get the change and keep the change. Life is about growth and not repeat. Okay? Uzziah was about growth and progression on the front end before pride set in for him. And, of course, if you go and finish reading the story, he didn't have such a good ending. But Uzziah, on the front end of his reign, was about growth and progression. He built towers. He dug wells. He really loved the soil. He was more about protecting what he had been given. He built them in four different locations. We're going to probably get through three of them today. He built them in four different locations strategically. It's a testimony of what God can do, or a landmark, if you would, like such as it was here, you know, it was here that such and such happened, a testimony of what God did for me in this moment and so forth and so on. I'm going to use an example that's a little bit personal for me on the end of this. But that's what the landmark should have been. When I obtained that change, but because I didn't put a landmark there, I wasn't able to maintain the change. It represents vision. He built them, several locations. One of those locations represents vision. When you put towers in place, they represent vision, provision, and protection. Those are the three that we're going to talk about today. Vision is the ability to see like God sees, and what can be seen through God's power. Provision is what's needed to provide for that change, to sustain that change, is to have what is needed for the task or the mission or ability to provide. Remember, we're talking about representing God well. So he's making all these changes in your life, but you've got to maintain those changes to continue to represent him well. Protection is to have what is needed for the task so that you can protect that change. And as a child of God, you must be a tower builder to maintain change. It said that he built a tower at the corner gate. Let's talk about that for a second. I want to talk about building a house. When you build a house, my daughter and them just built a beautiful home in a gated community, and we watched that thing from the ground kind of go up until now they're all moved in. It's beautifully decorated and so forth. But we watched when they begin before they laid the foundation. They square. You see them square it off. You see them set the corners of that frame of that house. And so when Uzziah put in these towers, the first ones he put in was on the corners. And that's, it says he built them in location strategically. And it says that at the corner gate. Now the corner gate, when you start talking about building towers around your change, for me it was worship. And it should be worship and your spirituality and what puts you back into the presence of God. And so a lot of us will say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So that could be considered a part of your corner, a part of going and setting that foundation, because there are certain things you're just not going to do. You're not going to step outside of that. And so that's what he did. He built a tower at the corner gate. Building a house, the first thing they do is establish the corners when you see a surveyor, they establish the corners. Before concrete is poured, the stability is set. A house may come down, but the corner or foundation is still there. You know, it's funny when you see a hurricane or a tornado come through. Guys, what's usually left standing? The foundation. The corners have been set. Everything can be blown away. I've been a part of a tornado where I walked out of the house. My street was fine, but when I stepped over on the other street, it was gone. All the houses were gone. But everything that was left was the foundation, okay? And so it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. But let's dig into this a little bit more. It's your boundaries. Your boundaries are good things. You want to make sure that those boundaries are set. Inside our boundaries in my household, marriage matters. Inside my household, Jesus is Lord. Those things have become the guardrail that gives us the stability to make sure that we're doing and walking the way God wants us to walk. Now let's talk about this second location where he put a tower. That was at the Valley Gate. Now, the Valley Gate, as I was researching this and God was just, because I'll share with you what really happened. I asked God questions. I've been asking God questions since January. Pretty much almost every time I ask him a major question in my life, within a week to 2 weeks, it's been answered. Whether I heard it through the word or I read it in a book or whatever, it's been answered. This response came out of me asking God, because I work with a lot of weight loss patients or clients. And I'm not just about putting somebody on Transform 90, put them in a garment, put them on the juice, and say, drink the juice and lose the weight. That's just not what God has called me to do. I'm in this for permanent change. And a lot of people will say things like Transform 90 or whatever program they're doing that it doesn't work. No, the system works. It works. It worked for me. But why wasn't I able to maintain the change? And I'm not talking to those people who have done that and they're still the same size as when they lost it 2 years ago, because my journey is not your journey. I had troubles with the towels that I have, but I didn't put towels around my change. And so I talk to people about why is this time going to be different. And so I go into this whole interview process with them because I'm just not trying to get a recurring order out of them every single month. And so because I want this change to be permanent. But let's go back to this Valley Gate that he put the towers in. That represents your mindset, and this is what I'm dealing with them with. How I think. Satan loves to attack when we are weak, and the battle, of course, is in our mind. So he's going to attack our mind. When we're trying to go to that next level, or we're trying to go, maybe it's a rank for you. I've never really been about all of that, but maybe it's the next rank for you or the next increase in your check or the next number of people you want to help or what increased in this, are we increasing? I'm more about are we multiplying and are we increasing, because I know that matters to God. And so, I'm monitoring that, are we increasing? When we start to decrease it gets my attention, because God is not about decrease. You know, it really gets my attention. So when you start to go to the next level and the enemy starts messing with you like that, and people are really struggling with this. They're struggling with depression, oppression, life pressures, and they don't know how to deal with things. Why? Because they have no tower built. They have no towers built there. They have no place of vision. They have no protection in place. They have no provision in place. And the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's always with me. And that's Psalms 23. Go by there and stop by there and read it. That's your protection. That's your provision. It's all in there. Okay, and you know, one of my towers that I have in place when it comes to when I'm in the valley, it says I have a tower now in place. I didn't always have this. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. You have a tower in place for that emotional explosion. Most people can't maintain a change of weight loss because of emotions, and that's why I keep dealing with weight loss, because this is how this transition to me doing. It'll work doing leadership, but I don't have time to talk about that. Maybe that's another call. But it also works when you go from level to level in leadership. You've got to put towers in place to maintain the level that you've achieved. If you don't, you'll find yourself and your volume back down to where you were last month and 2 months before. But that's another message. You have to have towers in place for that emotional explosion that inevitably is going to come. If I have to go through the valley, I will go through them according to the tower that I have set in place. So I want to say this. Soul sickness is real. So those mind games the enemy try to play with me, I have preparation in place for getting a grip on my emotions. So I say to you, what do you have in place? What do you have in place? Because me personally, I'm not going to make permanent decisions during a temporary circumstance. So I have to have a tower in place that's going to help me when I'm in those valley situations with my mindset to know that I am not to be moved and operate within my emotions. Now, the third one I want to talk about, he built towers at the angles in the wall. And when you look at the angles, to me, when I looked at it through a builder, and I'm still unpacking a lot of this, because this is really fresh for me, like the last month or so. But when they build the house, they set the angles of the wall to be able to handle the load bearing and all that kind of stuff, all that technical stuff. There's a reason for why there are different angles being set. But it said he built towers at the angles in the wall. And I call angles in the wall, life happens. Life changes. Obstacles. You walking along and life or a different angle comes at you that just came out of nowhere, or, you know, like a doctor's report or a child who says, my lifestyle is not like yours, even though you raised them. all right? Loss of a loved one, or health all of a sudden goes south, or, you know, you've hit an angle. You've hit a fork in the road, or you've hit an angle in that wall. We live in a time where people's values are changing. Everything else may change, but this does not change. My outlook on God will never change. And so that has to be set. That power has to be set in place to handle that. So I want to say this. It's July right now. You know, 6 months ago, you had so many resolutions, et cetera. So how are we doing? I would like to put that question out there. You know, when's the last time you looked at that list? Where's that treadmill right now? Is it a laundry station? All right. How am I good at keeping the change because I didn't put a landmark there to make sure that it was a permanent change? You've got to put landmarks. You've got to build those towers and put those things in place that maintain the change. So I want to talk about this briefly, and then we're going to wrap this up. Example, most of us can identify with weight loss. How is it we keep losing the same 20 to 40 pounds over and over and gaining even more back? For most, not all, it's not a matter of putting on a garment and working the T90 system, even though we know it works. Our clients or our assignments, like I like to call them, that we've been called to bring change to their lives, they have the same story. I interview, like I said before, all of my clients, and I ask them the hard questions. Sometimes they don't sign up, and I'm glad, because it would have been another failed attempt, and my name would have been assigned to it. That's not my goal. Okay? But I kind of lost my place here. Okay, so I said this about interviewing. So we lose the weight. And usually we have some driving force to lose the weight. And if you think about it, a lot of people who lose a lot of massive weight and they're just driven, if you talk to them, there's really something behind it. Usually it's a divorce, health issues, a reunion they're trying to get ready for, a wedding and so forth. But there's usually something driving them to do that, to make that change. And, you know, you'll say, hey, I'm going to lose 40 pounds, and yes, I am. I'm not talking about, you know, just, you know, putting on the garment, like I say, and I use that because I know the audience on this line. We're not just talking about putting on a product or taking a product. We've got to get deeper than that. I'm talking about those who have yet discovered their cause, which gives birth to a vision, my mission to represent God well, who can't seem to get a handle on the issues of life. So they emotionally eat and do things to self-sabotage their change. And I'm just using this as an example because I believe everybody on this line can identify. We must become tower builders. Number one, putting in place that vision. We talked about that, that tower at the corner gate for the chain. Mine is representing God well. Worship is one of my towers that I've got there. It keeps me in the presence of God. It brings me back to who and what I should be focused on. Number two, I've had to put a tower for a place of provision in the valley. Because inevitably I'm going to go through them. But what do I have? What have I put in place to protect the change when I go through the valley? I will serve God well because I have the mind of Christ. I don't operate out of my emotions. I've put that in place, and I have some other things that I do to make sure that I don't get emotional. Sometimes, you know, I know that certain things, when I see certain people call me, I know it's drama coming. I will not answer that phone. I put that in place. I used to try to be all things to all people, call, trying to help, serve, blah, uh-uh. Every time you call me, it's something going on. So I let it go to voicemail. I listen to it when I get a chance, and then I funnel it through the towers that I put in place. And I may or may not call that person back, depending on what it is. I may text or email and text them and say, hey, I said this, you know, because I don't want to get drawn into that drama. I don't have time for it. It's too much energy, all right? And so, The next thing I want to say here is I've put in place a protection tower, the one at the angles. How I will respond to the according to the tower I've built on the angles to handle the issues of life. God's word says no weapon that's formed against me will ever prosper, and every word that is spoken against me in this mission is condemned in Jesus' name. I have a tower built on the angle, so when the change is attacked by life issues, I know I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and God's grace can and will see me through this. I keep saying my confessions. I keep worshiping, knowing that God is my shield and my buckler and has a hedge of protection around me. And I want to briefly just say this about the hedge of protection and the dream. I had a dream, and I'm wrapping up. I had a dream. And God said this to me about a hedge of protection. We make that too small in his eyes. We think a hedge is like a hedge in the front yard. No, when he showed me this hedge covered my entire house. Nothing could penetrate it, and only we could get out of it through a certain situation. But I just wanted to put that vision out there. And as I close here, knowing that God is my shield and my buffer and as a hedge of protection, that whatever I go through, God is bigger than anything and everything that I can ever go through. And because he says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, I know the creator who made me is perfect, and he trusted me with this body to represent him well in the earth so that I can complete the mission I was created for. So let's not keep repeating the waiting till my change come record. Let's learn how to maintain the changes and blessings we obtain by building towers that will provide vision, provision, and protection to maintain the change. Back to you, LaShawn. And I apologize for going over. I wasn't aware of the time. God bless.
Praise God for you and that mighty, mighty message. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you so much for another day that you have given us to praise your holy name. We ask you, Lord, that you bless us with a vertical ministry, a vertical lifestyle that is only serving you. We pray that any Ichabod spirits are removed from our thoughts, our actions, and our purpose. We trust and know that you will never, ever leave or forsake us. And because of that, we praise you, give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father, you know what we all stand in need of. You know what our prayer requests are, and you know how we celebrate you with our testimonies and our praise reports. So we just thank you right now for all that you are doing. Thank you for blessing our speaker this morning, God, and we ask that you touch all that she is, Lord, and we just thank you so much for the master's call, and in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, we just thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you again to Minister Candy for greeting and feeding God's children this morning. We thank you so much for your yes, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, but most of all, Master's Call family, we thank you for saying yes to the master and dialing in this morning. And speaking of Dr. PK, her birthday was over the weekend, and we just ask that you go to her Facebook page and give her a happy birthday, Feliz Cumpleaños shout out, and let her know you are thinking about her, and she is excited because you know she celebrates the entire month. We also want to invite you to go ahead to the MMC call. It started already, but you can still get some juicy tidbits and nuggets. So that number again is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell a neighbor about this call. The replay number is area code 712-432-1085. Same access code, 957-677-pound. I am bringing Minister Jonah back to give us our closing benediction because this is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and with kingdom's blessings. Minister Jonah, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much, LaShawn. TMC, yes, go out today with the grace of God, knowing that that grace is on you. With that, know you are empowered to complete everything he's assigned for you to do today. And when you are empowered, so is the mission and vision you've been assigned to. God bless. Have a good day.